project, and you want them to kind of pick it up a bit, take it a little more seriously. What's the, you know, like a good system for that?
Well, give me an example.
Well, some creative, like audio things, and you know, some people are contributing, but you like them to, you know, maybe give it a different iteration, give it a little more polish, sand it down a bit more. You know, it's a little rough still.
I mean, usually if you're collaborating on a creative project, usually you're working with people that you have a good creative flow with, you know.
Oh, this is random. Some of these people are random contributors.
What is this project? Tell me about the project.
It's an audio world around the telephone.
An audio world around the telephone? What?
Yeah, the high level concept is basically you're listening to audio, but the connective tissue between the different thematic pieces is the telephone.
Is this a job? Just for your work?
No. I'm doing it through my business, but no, we're hoping to monetize it possibly in the future.
Oh, you're doing it through your business, and there's somebody who's working with you who's just not carrying their weight or just not adding enough?
Well, some people are adding different things, and yeah, I mean, you go like, ooh, I like this, where this is going. But let's, like, iterate again.
Do you have meetings?
And they're like, well, it's pretty loose right now.
Oh, you have to have meetings then. If you feel like some people are not contributing enough or not contributing what needs to be contributed, why don't you have, like, a weekly meeting or, like, a bi-weekly meeting and talk about, like, where you're at, and everybody can have their say. Go around the table, go around the Zoom or whatever, and talk about it.
So you want me to introduce a meeting? You want me to kill the free spirit right now and introduce the first meeting?
Yeah, meetings are a free spirit. Meetings are good. Like meetings. I think meetings are...
With a beverage, right? You know, coffee's good.
Whatever.
Afternoon tea. A beer.
I think a meeting. If you're feeling something's not happening and you don't want to be rude or just directly confront something, then have a meeting.
Call a meeting. Okay, I'm going to blame you if they say, why the hell are we trying to do
That's
a meeting?
That's fine.
Right,
if it goes terrible, just blame me and follow up on the Ask Alan Answer Machine and say the whole project fell apart. All right?
I love the reboot, Alan. Thank you. Cheers.
All right, Zach. Hi. Dios mio, this is Ask Alan. This is a fast one. Sometimes the calls don't come in. They come in, but, you know, they're sparing, far and few. And sometimes, managia la guita muerta. They just come. What else? I had so many things to talk about. Ask an Oracle is going to be on Radio Row. Steph Black, she's like she's an Oracle. You can call her up. It's going to be a live Radio Row. That's June 7th, Sunday. Abby from Mars, filling in next week. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Put the needle on the record with Billy Jam. Coming up in minutes. I want to say happy birthday to Johnny Salami. Today's his birthday. My best friend. Maybe we'll go do something tonight. Maybe not. 201-209-9368. Time for one more call. Do use the Ask Alan answering machine to follow up at 973-352-7908. Please, I think that'll be a nice addition to the show, hearing how things panned out. So we do have time for a couple more calls, or maybe one, but it should be you. Maybe you're starting college this fall, like my nephew Julian. Maybe you're trying to figure out where to live on at home or on campus. Ah, what happened? Oh, I thought the bed music was gone. I can't. Maybe the economy is messing you up. You're looking for a job, or you're trying to tighten your budget. Maybe gift giving is your thing that you need help with. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, let me turn this
up. What's up,
hey,
Peter?
Shut up.
Oh, who are you telling to shut up? The radio?
Yeah.
Don't curse, Peter.
I won't curse. Listen, I'm your Andy Rooney. I always call late.
I know you're my Andy
wrap
Rooney.
Up.
I know.
And I thought of two things. The person with collaboration, he can use the same solution as Lennon McCartney. Basically, they said, we'll put both our names on everything. So they're not competitive. Your name goes on it. You know, you're not going to... The other person's success is your success.
I don't think that's what he was saying. I think he was saying that one person wasn't contributing in a way that he thought... was useful.
Okay. And the other guy, and this is from Uta Hagen, who was method acting.
Uh-huh.
The person that the first caller, uh-huh. people thought he looked mean or angry.
Oh yeah.
Body language. Walk with your hands, your palms outward. If you walk, you feel in your body. If you have your hands facing forward when you walk, as opposed to in a fist, that's body language. It's not just in your face; it's in your body.
Okay. I mean, that's kind of what I told him, you know, to practice acting, but you're giving some more specific details. So method acting
right.
for the guy
how,
who has the resting
in
douche
your
face.
Whole body, your body will interpret, and it's for Uta Hagen, it was for the audience.
Okay.
Like how you walk will communicate how you feel.
I like it. I hope that guy's listening. Peter, thank you. I'm going to take one more
right.
call.
You're welcome.
You're listening to WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. You're the last call. This is Ask Alan. Who
hey,
am I speaking
Alan.
To?
This is Eleanor from Flamingo Heights, California. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Ooh, well, you got about less than a minute. Did you just curse? I forget. Cause I dropped it because I thought you...
No, I said being more frugal.
Oh, okay. Whew, I mean, what do you eat every day? What's your breakfast?
Well, I cook at home. I live in the desert, so I don't go out a lot. But uh-huh. it seems like when I do go out, I spend a lot of money. So, you know, coffee, eggs, toast, smoothies, that kind of thing.
And where do you get your eggs from? Where are you getting your food from?
I do Imperfect Foods, sometimes Market or Costco.
Yeah, Costco. So it sounds like you're doing good. Do you make smoothies?
Yeah, I make smoothies.
Do you buy the big bags of mixed berries and stuff like that?
Yep, I do all that.
So you're cooking at home. Listen, you called at the end of the show, and I got to put the needle on the record on, so call back next week.
I'll call you next
week. All right, let's talk about this next week. Bye.
Okay, thanks, Alan.
Thank you. This has been Ask Alan. Put the needle on the record coming up now.
We must be on by now. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, it's put the needle on the record. It's Put the Needle on the Record, coming to you live from Winky Dinky Dogs. That's located on Telegraph Avenue at 45th Street in Oakland, California. And this is the first in a series of live remote broadcasts coming to you from Telegraph Avenue, which stretches all the way from B-Town, Berkeley, California, all the way to downtown Oakland, California, all the way down to Jack London Square. And we're going to be chatting with the owner of this fine establishment, his latest venture in an entrepreneurial life filled with amazing things that have taken place, including being a member of Digital Undergrounds. We're going to chat with Tierney Allen a little later. We're also going to have Boss One, regular guest, stopping by. Previous show guest, an old, old friend of mine, going back over four decades, Naru Quina in the house. I've known him since five names ago. And, of course, Senior Gigio. Senior Gigio is here.
What's good, party people?
So how you doing, Senior Gigio?
Fantastic.
And we got a hell of a show lined up for folks today. Have you ever been here to this new, it's a new restaurant, Winky Dinky Dogs?
Never been here.
And you know that it got its name from, it's inspired by a movie, which we'll play a little bit from coming up too today.
Okay.
Why don't you swing the mic over there to our guest, Naru Quina.
What's going on, Bill?
Not too much, man. Step closer, get closer to that microphone so I can hear you properly.
All right, how about that?
That's perfect. So, man, not only have you been doing this thing, well, actually, you said you started out in 79.
First day I heard Rapper Hall, I'm about to say my record, but right. Rapper's Delight. Yeah, heard Rapper's Delight, and I was writing rhymes that same day. We loved it.
It sealed the deal for you.
No question.
Pull the mic a little closer to yours. I pull your seat a little closer to the mic. So, but not only have you been doing it since day one, and then back in 1986, I produced a rap, I think the first Bay Area rap contest on KALX, and you were the winner.
That's correct.
And back then you mentioned Rapaholic. The track that you did, you were called Sir Quickdraw, was Rapaholic, and you were Sir Quickdraw back then. And that was kind of like there was, a little later there was Sir Mix-a-Lot and all these Sir this and Sir that.
Yeah, we had Sir Too Short, used to be Sir Too Short. We had the Sir, but it was the dollar sign.
Right.
The S was the dollar sign for
so,
the Sir.
So when did you switch your name then?
Which time?
Because you've had how many? How many names have you had, brother?
So I started off as Sir Quickdraw, and then I turned into MC Quick. Then I went to a brother named Quick, and then I changed my actual given name to Naru Quina. So now I just go by Naru Quina.
So Naru Quina is your actual legal name for...
Now it is, yeah.
Okay.
For about 30 years now.
And for filing your taxes, which you did quite recently.
Yes, sir.
But not only did you do that recently, but and this is what I give you major props for. You are such an uplifting spirit, and you're also incredibly prolific. I mean, up to this day, you never tire. So I'm going to play one of your songs. We're going to chat a little bit more later. But you did two new projects that just came out. Because you sent them to me, and I was like, you sent me one again. You send me by text. You go, hey, check this out. And I go, oh, you sent me that yesterday. You go, no, I got two new ones.
Project.
So
right,
tell me about the two different projects, which we're playing something off today.
Okay, so the first one I sent you, I think I sent you the Buku Black Unity Conference Universal.
Right.
So that's a group of brothers and sisters who came together to just do music together and break all the boundaries. So in this group, we have Muslims, Christians, atheists, spiritualists, all coming together to do music together to uplift the community and show everybody that we can unite no matter what. So that's a very important project to me. We've been doing it for 3 years, and this is our first release, and we've been getting really good rave reviews from that one. And then the second project is my project called Black Velvet with my man Vincent Gordon, who used to go by the name Abdul Kabir. He's an incredible musician. He plays guitar, harmonica, piano. And then my other guy, Jabari Bars, who is an incredible engineer and producer. And so we just came together to make some music, and we didn't want to put any boundaries on it. So we did hip hop, we got blues, we got jazz, we got rock, we got Indian inspired music. It's just, we just making fun music that we wanted to make.
Yeah. And the Buku project, I love the fact that it sort of embraces all different religious backgrounds, but it's also all generations too, right?
That's correct. So yeah. the elders, Miss Carrie Cleveland, I believe she's 85, who I share a birthday with January 4th.
85?
Yeah, she's 85. She sings
old school.
Yeah, she's definitely, we call her the Queen of Buku. And then I think we have the youngest probably might be in their 20s.
Okay.
You know, so it's from 80s. I'm in the 60s. We got some folks in the 50s. Yeah, so it's a beautiful project, man.
I love it. And you know, with the Black Velvet project, I'm going to play the track all over again.
Oh, yeah, that's biographical.
Oh, and yeah, and I love how you shout out Oakland there. But even the title of the album, The Last to Be First, there's a lot of ones that are the first or the new albums came out recently. Wasn't it The Alchemist album, too, has a title, I think, like that, and some other one. But with your title, The Last to Be First, what do you mean?
I really don't want to tell you.
Okay.
I want everybody to just think about it.
To decipher
it. What does it mean to you? Yeah, what does that mean to you?
Okay. But anyway, props to you for including the city of Oakland, where we're coming to you live from today. If you're in the town, stop by, get yourself a hot dog or some other.
Winky Dinky Dog.
Winky Dinky Dogs on Telegraph Avenue and 45th Street. We are doing the first of our Put the Needle on the Telegraph series. And coming up next is... the track from Black Velvet. You want to introduce it on WFMU, Nauru? Hold on. We seem to have lost your connection there. Try it again. Okay, hold on. All right, we seem to have an issue with that. We'll figure that one out. So anyway, let's get to it on WFMU, Nauru.
Check it out. I was born and raised in Oakland, and that's probably where I'll have my grave. They said I was a gifted child, but sometimes I just wouldn't behave. Sneaking in the girls' bathroom, I was only the age of 6. The teacher caught me going in there. A recess, I sat on the bench. I said, please don't tell my mama. She might break out the Hot Wheel track. Or maybe the extension cord and leave some bruises on my back. I ask the Most High to forgive me for all of my crazy sin. But if I'm being truthful, I'll probably do it all over again, all over again. All over again. All over again. Was a drug addict. Heroin was the drug he used. I started smoking weed at 12, and I just felt so confused. Would I end up like my daddy? That's not who I wanted to be. So I set out on a journey. What I was looking for was me. Music started calling. I think it might have saved my life. It became my only addiction, my lover and my wife. I ask the Most High to forgive me for all of my crazy sins. But if I'm being truthful, I'll probably do it all over again, all over again. All over again. All over again. Many. I couldn't even count them all. They came from many countries, thick, thin, short, small, and tall. You see, when you live in Oakland, variety is the spice of life. I truly did love the ladies. I never thought I would have a wife. But the ancestors, they blessed me with a woman and a child. And if I'm being honest, it's the only thing that slowed me down. I ask the Most High to forgive me for all of my crazy sins. But if I'm being truthful, I'll probably do it all over again, all over again. 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 Yeah. All over again.
someone that's beautiful that you can't stand, man. You want to leave him, but you can't, man.
Let him know, let him know. Hey, yo, we hip hop, we one more game, come on. Let him know we.
Come
let
on.
Him know we. And we live in that. And we live in that.
PC, you stupid.
We just want that. We just need that. Yo, New York, red alert. Chill out. Get berserk. Molly Ball, Mr. New Magic. York. Every weekend, they brought badges. Technique 1200s on the set. 35 years with
Five Borough
Monster. I do the type of things that make you go. Larry Thomas, let it go.
Here I am, here I am. New York, here I am. Handsome young child, used to play kick the can. The
good life.
Playing hot peas and butter.
Yes. Street life.
Under by the mother, hope for supper. Yes. Sister for the lover.
Yes.
Sister acting stuck up.
Yes.
My brother's on the club. Right now, Broadway Junction.
Woo. I'm from
the city of the five bridges.
We're Harper.
Three tunnels and tall buildings.
Tunnel.
Every race is here.
Yeah.
The land of gorgeous women. Stovetop, hot, melted pot, epic dishes.
Two airports, baby.
Gotta make an early exit.
It's New York.
Hope a job room made the record. Carnegie Hall. Garden pay admission. Broadway, eight proteins, get a ticket. Mike got a retirement. Drop a double nickel.
Facts.
KD, your Kyrie. Balling down a Fulton. Giants, a Jets game. Transit Tech equipment.
Facts.
Rutgers and Westport. Echo Legend Swishes. Times Square, New Year, counting out the minutes.
Yes.
Poverty stricken, public housing living. 5,000 schools for you to teach your children.
Yeah.
Flip ELA, hand call the spitting. Add two turntables, God, we invented.
Woo.
City of the every dope rapper that existed.
Woo.
Only cap in NYC and a emblem.
Great.
Let them know. Hey, yo, we hip hop, we one more game, come on. Let them know we. Let them know we. And we live in that. And we live in that. We just want that. We just need that.
Like a cell zone, the big cell phones, pastel colors on it, spinning on the tailbone. Concrete humming with consciousness, cunning and confidence. We gone when we hear the cops coming in, pummeling the comp. We deconstruct drumming from funk records. These punks never saw it coming. From dark alleys to Central Park stages. Years later, share the spotlight with all our favorites. New York, USA. Nobody do it like US. We don't play, nah. New York, USA. Nobody do it like US. We don't play,
let them know. Hey, yo, we hip hop, we one more game, come on. Let them know we. Let them know we. And we live in that. And we live in that. We just want that. We just need that.
That's all there is.
Come on.
Fresh, 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 fresh
Jones,
Bobby,
I really do. Bobby,
you don't act like it, Bobby. Look, each week, a new emergency. You've had every disease known to man, and I haven't seen one damn doctor's note.
I just lose them sometimes.
Bobby, this ain't the poop butt league, man. Ain't no poop butts around here. This is not your average hot dog stand. You know what this is? This is Winky Dinky Dog.
I know, and I'm glad to be working here at Winky Dinky Dog.
Yeah, it sends chills down my spine every time I say it. Winky Dinky Dog. Bobby, say it with me. Come on.
Winky Dinky Dog. Winky Dinky Dog.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I like that.
Mr. Jones, it's not that I'm not happy working here. It's just that acting allows me to be creative.
Bobby, you can create here. I created the Winky Dinky Dog. 100% beef. Winky Dinky Hamburger. Winky Dinky Donut. Winky Dinky Dip.
We are back, WFMU Radio, coming to you live from a place entitled Winky Dinky Dogs. And that was a little clip, Winky Dinky Dog, from the movie Hollywood Shuffle with Robert Townsend and John Witherspoon in that scene. Before that, Beastie Boys from the deluxe edition of To the Five Boroughs. Beastie Boys, that one reissued for recent Record Store Day. Dysfunctional Family, Good Life, New York City. Before that, including Grey Wolf and Napoleon the Legend, a good guy, friend of the show, who is based in Brooklyn, but originally from the continent of Africa. Ahead of that, we had our man Naru Quina and Black Velvet, one of his latest projects, a brand new one. It's called The Last to Be First, and the song was entitled All Over Again, shouting out Oakland, and that brings us right up to date. And I am here with Tyranny Allen. Good to have you, my man.
All right. Yeah, there we go.
The mic wasn't on. Now it's
there
on.
There we go. We in there.
We in there like swimwear. So how are you doing, man?
Man, I'm great, man. I'm living hip-hop every day.
So we want to talk about your Digital Underground days, but first about this Winky Dinky Dogs, which I love. The first time I saw the name, I was tripping, but you opened this as a food stand originally. Is that correct?
Yeah, a hot dog cart, like my Mexican brothers and sisters out there in East Oakland. So I took the idea, you know what I'm saying, and then I took the name. And basically, you know what I mean, and branded it to the point where we own the name now. You know what I'm saying? We actually share the name with a brother out of L.A. who my company, my lawyers, we agreed not to open up in Compton. You know what I'm saying? So that's his joint, and then I can open up all over the world.
So the fact that you're Winky Dinky Dogs, plural, and the movie was Winky Dinky Dog, was that for any reason or just happened that way?
Nah, it don't matter if it's plural or not. You can still get sued. But
really?
What people don't know is that's not the name of the movie. That was in the scene in
exactly,
the movie.
Exactly.
So Hollywood Shuffle is what they trademarked.
Yeah.
And Winky Dinky Dog was a great a scene within the movie, and that took off in predominantly in the black community. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
and no one thought that to name a hot dog stand Winky Dinky Dogs.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I did it and won with it.
So then, that's not that long ago. So your business must have been doing incredibly well that then you'd open up a brick and mortar.
Yeah, I started with one cart. One cart led to eight carts. Eight carts led to two stores. You know what I'm saying? And doing, you know, we doing $3,500 a day.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Selling hot dogs. The price point of a hot dog is cheap. So, you know what I mean? When you look at it like that. And then we mix in some soul food. So we got gumbo at both locations. You know what I'm saying? We're going to open up a Walnut Creek. We're doing Stanford. I'm doing Sacramento.
Wow.
And Scottsdale, Arizona.
Wow. That is so impressive. And the first one you opened was... over downtown Oakland.
Yeah, 325 19th Street.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, right near Snow Park, right across the street.
Now, with your history, which envelops so many different things, another thing that you did, too, is that you're sort of like a financial advisor, right?
My parent company is Marketing King, so I help people build their brand. You know what I'm saying? It ain't one artist, underground or mainstream, that I haven't touched here in Oakland. I'm a real Filmo, you know, boss, but I'm an Oakland soldier, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
My company and me coming through the ranks of hip-hop has taught me branding, you know what I'm saying? From the likes of Russell Simmons, to the likes of Sean Diddy Combs, from the likes of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people at Def Jam who we all wanted to be. And back in my day, you wanted to be signed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now you got the independent joint, which is beautiful too, but you know what I'm saying? So coming through the ranks of hip-hop has taught me to be an entrepreneur.
Well, I mean, really, props to you, because you're mentioning the future ones you're going to open. I mean, that is astounding, really.
Yeah, I'm going to open probably about 50 of them, and then...
Wow.
I'm going to gross it up. I mean, it's a franchise. When you say franchise, there's a tax to it, and they call that franchise tax.
Oh, so it'll be a franchise. Wow.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I own the company outright, WDDS LLC.
Right.
And a lot of entrepreneurs out there, you listening, start your LLC. Get out that sole proprietor shit, you know what I'm saying? Start your LLC, your S-Corp. You know what I'm saying? Even get to the point where just keep building.
So you've inspired and given advice to many people, I'm imagining.
For sure that. A lot of rappers. A lot of people don't know Lil Wayne owned 115 apartment buildings.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Dana Dane got like 12 houses. Like Too Short got like 10 cribs. You know what I'm saying? Fab. Everybody like is into the real estate game of building their brand up. You know what I mean?
And in the case of an old school artist like Dana Dane, I say props to him for doing it, because so often you hear of these, you know, pioneers in the game, like people from the 80s who were really putting it down, and then because they haven't sold records or didn't invest while they had the money, they're, you know, way broker than they should be.
I mean, that's just the hip-hop way of life. Hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, it kind of misled a lot of people, because we built something, and I say we because I'm first generation hip-hop, we built something that we didn't know if it was going to be financially stable. A lot of these cats who come in hip-hop now do it for the financial reason. We did it because we wanted to be different, and we was different, and we did it for the love of the music.
Yeah.
No one tripped about getting signed. When people started getting signed, you wanted to get signed. In 1985, you wanted to be signed. It wasn't too many people in 85, 84, talking about, yeah, do it yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just when the labels was good, because the labels was new. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the fact that the music game has been around for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop is only 55 years old, maybe 62, just because when you go back to Kool Herc, you know what I'm saying, and cats like you. You one of the first pioneers. You one of the first DJs to bring hip-hop nationally from the Bay.
Yep. Out of love.
See? That's what I'm saying. Now it's trying to turn your love into what we call financial matters.
Yeah.
You would be a millionaire. You would be a billionaire. You would be Puff Daddy. No, you know who you would be? Leor Cohen.
There you go.
If the money was right for
example.
You.
Better example.
Yeah, there's some niggas that I know.
Okay.
You know
what I'm saying? Cursing, by the way.
Oh, yeah. All right,
but,
cool.
But, you know, you mentioned that the Fillmore. So you were born in the Fillmore.
Born in Fillmore,
from the Filthy Mo to the O.
There you go.
And you mentioned Digital Underground. So tell me about your Digital Underground history and your music background.
Man, I was Greg Jacobs' right hand. It was me and him to the face. You know what I'm saying?
A.K.A. Shock G.
Yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? Which we call him Greg, but... When I first met him, I met him at a jazz club, and I was outside busting rhymes. as a 19-year-old, and then from there he took me on the road for 5 years.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
And the thing, myself and Senior Gigio, when we were driving over here today, we were just talking about Shock G and how he sort of, and Boss One also was mentioning this, how he took his cue from George Clinton and sort of made everything all-encompassing. So it wasn't just an Oakland, Berkeley, East Bay thing. It was people from all over. And a lot of people like yourself, he brought in, you know, over the years.
So, Digital Underground was a jump-off group. He built it as a jump-off group, meaning you got in and you got out. It was a couple of members of Digital Underground who just didn't jump off.
Yeah.
They stayed and kept doing their own thing, like one, Money B.
Yep.
Money B is Digital Underground to the face, you know what I mean? So is Shock G, so is Tupac, so is Saphir, so is Tyranny, so is Manlin.
But Raw Fusion, too.
Raw Fusion, all that. But it just didn't. It didn't propel like how Digital Underground did. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know, Shock, you know, like when Tupac was there, did nobody think when Brenda Got a Baby came out that he would be who he was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like Saphir. It's like anybody else who came in, you know, Mystic, all these people, Essential, all these people that came through the Digital Underground ranks.
Right, right.
It was a jump off group. Shock G, Greg Jacobs built that because he had so many different names in Digital Underground. He was the Piano Man. He was Greg Jacobs. He was Shock G. He was Humpty One. He was all that. You know what I'm saying? So what he taught me was multiple streams of income, basically. He got paid off a record like 5 times. You know what I mean? Because of publishing. He got paid off the Piano Man. He got paid off Greg Jacobs. He got paid off Humpty Hump. You know what I'm saying? He got paid so many different ways.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing. But so speaking of the food here, the smell is amazing coming out of Winky Dinky Dogs here on Telegraph and 45th Street, Oakland, California. We're broadcasting live today. Tyranny Allen is the host for us today. Thank you so much for having us. I really appreciate
it.
But, you know, we were on Telegraph here, and you mentioned Money B. I remember one time I interviewed him, and it was only like 2 or 3 blocks over here on the left.
On the left side.
There was a studio he had there.
Yeah, that was Money. That was Money. That was Digital Underground's rehearsal studio.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, and it was Money B's studio. It was his studio with Raw Fusion when he was building him and, the DJ. You know what I'm saying?
DJ
and
Fuse, then, yeah.
Yeah, Fuse. Yeah, Fuse. Fuse. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So they had all that going on, you know what I mean? And
right.
We used to walk up and down these streets back in the day and go to rehearsal and bang out.
Right. And speaking of Telegraph Avenue, shout out to Telegraph Avenue, because I was looking in the liner notes for this great album that you're a part of, Future Rhythm, and we're going to play a track from it in a minute. But on it, in the liner notes, Shock G does the shout out. Shock G's Weeping Willow Nigerian Flavor Braids by Tawada's Hair Design, 20th and Telegraph, which I wonder if it's still there. I don't know if
probably
it is.
Not.
Probably and not, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're in Timiskaya. That's on 20th. I know where that's at, you know what I mean? Because
right.
I was there at that time. That's downtown, you know what I mean? That's downtown Oakland. But Shock G was a roamer, but Shock G would be San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley. He'll be in the hills. Shock was one of those nomads that he would just pop up and you'd be like, is that Shock G?
Humpty
Hump?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was incredible about that. You know what I'm saying? He put a lot of us in the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when that album came out, you know what I mean? We were like, yo, let's get together and really make something epic.
And it's crazy to think that the album goes back to so long ago now, like 30 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a long time.
But anyway, also in the liner notes, Tyranny and Scats appear courtesy of Seven Entertainment.
Yeah.
So what was that? Was that a company?
Seven Entertainment was my management group.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that was big shout out to Tone. Tone, you know, that Tone Scats, that cat right there, Tone, he was the one that was in Tony. Remember, It Done It Again? Feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote half of that joint. He was with the Tonys after Digital Underground. And then from now, he's here with us, but he's mentally unstable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we lost a lot of good MCs on that project.
Cursing.
I keep saying that. You have to beat me out, man.
But what I was going to say was that, so the first track we're going to play, so 80% of it you did. So Stylin', tell me about that track, because you're also, you wrote it and you're on it too.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Stylin' was just something that Shock G came up. We did that, you know where we did that song at?
No.
Rafael Sadiq Studio in Sacramento. I'll never forget. We went out there. He was like, come get on this song. And I hated the song. I was like, I don't want to be on that song. And so he was like, yo, just get on it. And I was like, all right, bet. So that's, my voice is kind of raspy on that point because I didn't really like it, but it was, you know, it was, how are you going to say no to one of your mentors? You know what I mean?
And the other thing about the album, even though it's like 1996, a long time ago, back then it was sort of considered almost like a return, a comeback, because Digital Underground hadn't put out anything for a little while, and then they were back with this with a banger.
Yeah, I mean.
And a new label.
Well, you got to understand, the first one was, you know, that was whole East Coast label, you know what I mean? So that's Tommy Boy.
Yep.
First record that DU came out was with Tommy Boy, so they did a whole tour. That's when Pac was dancing, and Tretch was with, Tretch wasn't with, I'm talking about he was with Queen Latifah.
Oh, excuse me.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he was with the Flavor Unit, you know what I mean? And they was Young Bucks, so. We go back that far, you know what I mean? Like, Shock. And then Digital Underground had their hits.
Yeah.
They did, you know, the early stuff.
Yeah.
And it was there were some great people in those days in Digital Underground. Digital Underground was like a fruit for, like, dope MCs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shock G, really, from what I was told from him, he got his name from some cats in New York. And all they was G's. There was a lot of G's in New York. Not, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like Dre's. You know what I mean? Like, all them dudes back then was really, like, had the G, you know what I'm saying, to their name, Howie T and all that type
right,
of stuff.
Right.
So he come back from that far as bringing East Coast raps here to the Bay, and he bubbled on it with Sex Packets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then from there, you know what I mean? But Shock, he's originally from Florida.
Right.
You know, that's as south as you get.
He's got his New York, Florida, California.
He basically went where he was accepted at,
yeah.
And he went to New York and got the game and learned a lot, taught a lot, came to California and took that knowledge of hip-hop and really just made himself
right.
A superstar. From what I know from Greg, he didn't want to be a star. He wanted to be a musician.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to be just like George Clinton. You never knew. George Clinton didn't play no instruments.
Right.
But he was hard for the curse. But what's his name? Public Enemy. What's his name for Public Enemy?
Chuck D.
Flavor Flav played 30 instruments on the album. 30. Like, you don't know. It's like Digital Underground was 100% produced by Shock G. 100%.
Yeah.
And we can either go further from Shock G, the producer, who also put out the Loonies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're also kind of almost like another offshoot of DU. But, you know, we're here at Telegraph Avenue at 45th Street at Winky Dinky Dogs. And I'm chatting with Tierney Allen, the owner of this wonderful food place. And this is where Shattuck and Telegraph merge. And I was just thinking, like, two blocks down there used to be the Omni. And didn't Digital Underground play there?
Man, we blew the Omni down. Hey, we blew
it
up.
Okay,
if
thing,
you
folks.
Got a chance to perform at the Omni, you was lyrics to go.
I love that place.
But most importantly, right, the Omni was popping for a lot of us because a lot of us, that's where we did our first big shows. But you got to understand.
Too Short was there one time, too.
Everybody was there from everybody. But
yeah.
The cold part about it, if you was an MC, then you went 10 blocks down to Berkeley, and we used to rap on the corners of Berkeley back in the day, and that was our freestyle zone.
Nice.
Yeah, it was on, you know what I mean? So it was like, that's when you had like Dell, and you had all the MCs coming out of Oakland, you know what I'm saying?
Mystic Journeyman.
Man, those dudes is five-star MCs.
That was their spot. That was their spot.
Man, that was all of us. We was all smashing MCs.
Yeah.
The cold part, I remember how many of them can still flow.
Yeah.
Did you ever rap?
No.
You sure? I heard you used to rap.
I heard you used to rap, though. Do funny raps. But I want to get into your music here, Stylin', Digital Underground.
Right.
And you want to say anything before we play it or introduce it?
Hey, man, rest in peace. Rest in heaven to my man, Greg Jacob Shock G, man. We miss you. We love you. Thank you for paving the way for a lot of us. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to continue to carry on the legacy.
Digital Underground for life.
Right.
That's Tierney Allen. And he is on this track here. And we're going to be chatting with Boss One. We'll be back with Naru Quina and my man Senior Gigio. All here and Put the Needle on the Record on WFM. You know.
It's my style. That's all right. It's my style. Writing grants and making music, cause I'm always on the grind. I don't tell no jokes, I keep pushing hope, believe in my people, yeah, that's where I place my vote. Not root for nah, I ain't new to this, I'm true to this. Check my resume, 40 years plus doing it. They call me OG, original God, trying to build with my folks. Sometimes it be hard, but we all that we got, and that's all that we need. And we gon' win this war, that's already guaranteed. I know how to follow, I know how to lead, and I know how to love, cause we your family. I said I know how to follow, and I know how to lead, I know how to love, cause we your family.
They rich in the culture, y'all would view. You'll notice the gift in the way we talk with you. Cope with what we born into by inventing what y'all would do. Just so they could ignore it by stealing all of your art from you. Tell you what is easy when they ain't lived through a harsher truth. While taking your resources as privileges, get they start from you. Never teach you right, only dead bodies when chalk is you. Cause my people who's dead, but the murder's the way they charging you. We felt it in our chest, just know that we have a heart for you. We got solutions, started with unity, every part of you. Harmonize our views like a symphony will be music to our ears. And that is the reason Buku is here.
Fist in the air for Sandra Bland, Sonya Massey, Oscar Grant, George Floyd, among the millions of names that ring bell of domestic terrorism in this country. All harmonized with me. All harmonized with we. All harmonized in this street symphony.
Hand on my Bible. Sword in my rifle, got an Abraham, Jacob, Isaac is who I ride for. Walking by faith, I don't see it, it's like I'm blindfold. He's on the way, we all see it up in the signs though. Screaming hallelujah, I peek it up to the high note. Putting my trust in him ain't no secret to my survival. Buku, who knew, we coming from a new crew. We ain't rapping by no shoo-shoo, we capturing a new view. Intellectuals, we hear y'all, we noticing the poo-poo. Rhyme synonyms, your flow is just like Yogi friend is boo-boo. Say that with respect because these words move mountains. Y'all like I could cuss and use the N-word. Who's counting? We tallying for the cause. We rallying. Nice kidding. And I got the most high. It's me and all my Cali friends. Real name Abdul Hanif. I'm about to form a Christian Taliban. Take care of my tempo. Eat my fruit and get my salad in.
Unity.
Give us a reminder of what rap means. Rhythm is poetry. Contrary to what the so-called labels or so-called powers that be dressed it down to be or master to be, it would forever to me be rhythm and poetry.
WFMU Radio. It's good to go, and we're coming to you live from Telegraph Avenue at 45th Street in Oakland, California, at Winky Dinky. Hold on.
The Winky Dinky Dog.
That's the sound of the voice of the one and only Boss One. Always great to see you, Boss. We'll be chatting in a minute. Senior Gigio, what do we hear in that short set?
So we just heard a Digital Underground Styling off the album Future Rhythm, which the owner here, Tyranny Allen, had a good hand in. And he was flowing on that,
yeah,
too. Which was super dope.
Yeah.
And then we heard Buku, Unity, a street symphony off the project Buku Musical Oneness, Volume 1, 2026, Naruquina project right there.
Does that stand for something, Buku, B-U-C-U?
Buku, Black Unity Conference Universal.
Okay, I like it. Not to be confused with Buku One, the aforementioned artist, multi-talented. So pull that mic back to you. We got a lot of things going on. We're going to talk about some of the happenings. Then we're going to come back, chat with my man, Boss One, who's been putting it down for a minute, just like Naruquina. This is definitely between you two guys and myself. You're excluded because you're a little younger, Senior Gigio, and Tyranny. This is old school Oakland, old school Bay Area hip hop right here.
I would say that... my man Naruquina is definitely one of my mentors. AKA Sir Quick Draw.
Yeah, yeah.
MC Quick.
Yeah.
And he was with the original Loopadelic, my brother DJ Chaos, Dave Chaos.
Yeah.
Who was teamed up with God Bless the Dead, Marlon Illenstein Kemp.
Yes.
Who actually did the concept of Sons of the P, as far as the clone, Sons of the P Funk.
Yeah.
For the second album. Gotta acknowledge Chopmaster J, Force One Network. Rest in peace to Big D Dion. That's who actually produced Brenda Got a Baby. Yeah, man, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah. But, Quick.
Okay.
I bow down to Quick.
Because I see the time is running. We got 30 minutes left. I'm going to just go back here to this, but I just want to say one quick thing, too, Quick. And that is that Telegraph Avenue mentioned APG. Apgar Street is right down here. I mean,
that's
we're
right.
Like in the epicenter of hip hop in Oakland right here. So, anyway, things going on. BJ, the Chicago Kid's going to be in New York City at the Blue Note, New York City, this weekend, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And that's two shows a night, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m.
Yeah, and then tomorrow night, I'm going to be live April 25th, tomorrow night, Saturday, in Concord, California. R&B singer, Rich Music, he's throwing a show called The Party. So,
Party.
He'll be performing himself, as well as Mama Mia, Dope Disciple, and your boy, Senor Gigio. So that's tomorrow in Concord at the Old Hangout. Doors are at 6 p.m., and it goes to 11 p.m., $10.
Don't make me holla. Next Friday is May 1st, a.k.a. May Day. And here in Oakland, there will be a May Day rally in March in East Oakland at Fruitvale Plaza, located at 35th and International Boulevard. And you got another thing happening, too, Senior Gigio, on May Day, right, on that flyer?
Yeah, so what we got? We got the Earth Day.
That's Earth Day, rather.
Yeah,
sorry.
Earth Day concert and sing jam. No, actually, this is Sunday, April 26th right here. So
okay, this
Sunday, April 26th, the Earth Day concert and sing jam is going down at the Cedar Rose Park in Berkeley. So check it out. There's going to be, it's going from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. There's going to be a jam, a concert, sing-along, and a jam. So come on down. Bring
okay.
your kids.
And since we are in Temescal, North Oakland, California, there's Taste of Temescal coming up Wednesday. That's next Wednesday, April the 29th, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., all ages. And this is your passport to flavor. Temescal's best flavors from all the different restaurants and bars and live entertainment in this district. Districts, including, of course, the one and only Winky Dinky Dogs. Thank you, Boss Juan. So what else is happening?
Then we got the free EDM electronic afternoon DJ show celebrating Ohm Records 30th anniversary party with DJs Mark Farina, Colette B2B, DJ Heather, Shiny Objects, and J Boogie. Daytime, free, all ages, Saturday, May 9th from 1 to 5 p.m. at Embarcadero Plaza, downtown San Francisco, by the Ferry Building.
And the artist Santa Gold is going to be at the Castro Theater in San Francisco. That is May the 16th. Bottle Rock in Napa, California coming up, including such hip-hoppers as Rev Run, Ludacris, the aforementioned Lil Wayne, and Arrested Development, who are out touring a lot this summer.
May 23rd, Kaylin Heffernan and Wheelchair Sports Camp will be having an album release party for their new Alternative Tentacles release at Meow Wolf in Denver, Colorado, the artist's hometown. Then a month later, Kaylin and Wheelchair Sports Camp will be here in the Bay, headlining a show at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco on June 27th.
Rolling.
Sounds good. May 30th and 31st will be Total Bummer Festival. That's at the Knockdown Center in Queens with Dinosaur Jr., Jesus and Mary Chain, Flipper, Meat Puppets, Blonde Redhead, and Hellamore.
Then May 30th in Philly, The Roots Picnic, the annual event with this year.
Yeah.
The Roots, Jay-Z, De La Soul, T.I., Erykah Badu, Jazzy Jeff, and many more.
All right. Thank you so much, Senior Gigio. So you guys are into doing a little freestyle?
Yeah, a bunch of talking.
Okay, you want to do a bunch of talking over a beat in a rhythmic fashion? Boss, you want to do you want to pass the headphones there, Senior Gigio, to Naru and the microphone?
Yeah.
We'll let them shine. Let me know if this beat is okay for you guys.
It got drums.
And remember, no cursing.
Any beat would do.
It got a kick. It got a snare. With some hi-hats,
Can I just make a little side comment here? Check this out, Senior Gigio. Boss One, his voice is so... He enunciates everything and speaks so loud.
His thing is way down here on the mixing board. I love you, boss.
Hey.
Let me turn up the
back in
guys.
The day, MC had to speak from his diaphragm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, push
Boss got that voice, man. I'm a little bit more laid back, but that's my guy, you know. He produced one of my favorite songs on one of my projects back in the day when I was a brother named Quick.
Oh, really?
Blase,
basement, Blase.
Basement flavor.
Well, my man Turntable T.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's kind of smooth that, right there. Hey, you know what I'm going to do
I love
for
that
you?
Strong Soul single.
You know, my man passed away, man.
God bless the dead, Doyle. Yeah,
Doyle passed
That's
away.
How long ago now? 3 years?
It's been a minute, man.
Yeah, yeah. Spill a little on the curb for him. And for all of the greats, all of the artists who have gone too soon.
Well, for you, Billy, I'm going to do like this. Look, check it out. I get high from rapping, don't need cocaine. All I need is some music, my mic, and my brain. So now you know how I function inside. You can tell I'm possessed by the look in my eye. I'm sprung on rapping, I could never stop. I'm gonna keep on rapping till the day I drop. And if I should die before I wake, my last thought would be of these rhymes I say. Cause I'm a rapaholic, no other word for it. A rapaholic, and yes, I know it, I'm a rapaholic. What can I say? A rapaholic rapping every day. That's where you been.
That's that classic.
I like
right
it.
There.
I like it.
The black and white the black and white picture on the front cover.
You know?
So boss, what is your response to his rapaholic?
I stopped drinking, so I'm sober. Challenging Barcelonius, your life's over. Up the street from Dover, but you wouldn't know the way that I'm talking. The way that I'm hawking MC should be not shocked when they challenge and get slapped with a dope rap. I can't help that. That's who I am. I'm a dope cat. Hope that MCs know that. This is all off the top. It's so easy. MCs are quite sleazy. It pleased me to grab them by the throat and choke. Lyrically, I'm dope. You talked about Tony. Okay, I'm having an Oakland stroke. Paraplegic. Boss Juan. Lyrically, you can't believe it. Can't see it. You're blind to the facts. But I rhyme over tracks. And I track whack MC to give smacks. Playing jacks. Looking for Jills to get my thrills. Down with Mac Mill.
Yeah.
Shing bada han, what on?
One bada han.
When it comes to lyrics, I have more than one. Two, I have a few. Weak MCs, I like to chew. You could pay me by pay-per-view. Slaying you. Aiding you to the funeral parlor or the graveyard. I stay hard. I lay down lard. Yeah, pig grease. MCs need not peace the release that boss be looking at. I've been doing that, hooking that. Book a cat. I'm a little bit expensive. My rhymes from a pensive. I'm talking that hog word talk, you know, like Harry Potter looking to slaughter your daughter. I oughta show you a little bit of mercy. Lyrically, you can't curse me. What up, Jersey? I know you dirty. Yeah, 89.1 WFMU. I keep going. I don't know why I have to stop when I talk. Sorry, had a cough, but I had another thought. I need to get a lozenger. Never tripped off of people painting a swastika. Not with ya. Yeah, thinking. Forgetting Trump, I put him in the dump. My rhymes are plump. I like to pinch on a rump and walk away smiling. It's a cinch. Green like the Grinch. Boss Juan, the man who's a hench. I'm a little bit dyslexic. Perplexed with my rhyme expected. Test it if you want to get subjective. Boss Juan, I'm awesome. On some. Next up. X up.
Are you enjoying your food? It tastes good, huh? Here at Winky Dinky Dog. By swan off the log. Came across in the fog. So many styles. I'm always laughing. I'm always bragging. I got so many rhymes. Too many for you to imagine. How many people want to try a forgiveness sentence? That's enough. I quit this.
Naru, you want to jump in? Or?
Hey, you know, he want me to come off the top, so I'm going to have to do it. That's my man, Boss One, right there. So we were talking about APG. I've been hooking up with the man, Ken Hen. You got to see the new project we working on. It's going to be icy. That's an old school word. I took it back to the 80s. Used to ride around on my bike, not a Mercedes. But everybody know that. A brother named Quick was the man. I always had a mic in my hand. Make you overstand that this hip-hop we love. We do it every day just because it feel good. I'm in the mood to let y'all know. I'ma never put down the mic. I just write every day. It make me feel so excited. When I'm on the mic, you are all invited to come and see what we do. Hip hop, I stay true. 1, 2, checka, 1, 2. Like that, y'all. To like the beat, that, y'all. And when you're coming to my house, wipe your feet, y'all.
Yeah.
Cause your feet be dirty. Don't be dragging on my carpet. I coming through on the microphone. We use the mark on the back of the 40. Our name, like I tell him Bill before, with the S, with the dollar
right.
sign. That was the sir. Quick draw. Back then, a lot of people don't know. I got that from El Capone, the old cartoon show. But that's kind of on the under. Make you wonder how I do so much. I'm 61, still on the microphone. I'm still having fun. This is my calisthenics on the microphone. Type 2 diabetic, but I still do what I do because I come through with the crew. Billy Jam always been true. One of the realest cats in the game. That's why we always shout out his name, Billy Jam.
Thank
just
you.
Just don't give a damn.
Never had
Billy
it, never
Jam.
Will, like 7-Up.
Don't give a damn.
Anyway,
sing your GGO.
We're running out of time. 1 hour goes by too quickly. This show is too short. You're checking out WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City.
New York City?
Just like I pictured it, 91.9 FM. And
get
online everywhere, WFMU.org. I want to do a special shout out to James the Engineer, who's back in the studios of WFMU.
Indeed.
Way back 3,000 miles that way.
Yeah.
Back on the East Coast. Special shout out to my co-host today.
Senior GGO.
GGO. A special thank you and a shout out
Tyranny
to
Allen
Tyranny
over
Allen
here.
Over here, and for letting us, hosting us here at Winky Dinky Dog.
Winky Dinky Dog. Say it with me.
Telegraph.
You gotta feel it in your soul.
We're Telegraph.
Winky Dinky Dog.
We're Telegraph and Shadduck Merge. Also, shout out to Boss One and a shout out to Naru Queena. Mr. Fine Wine Downtown Soulville is gonna be next.
Yeah, hey, Manic Mondays. You should check it out. www.DaleProsents.com.
Okay.
Or go on YouTube under Dale's channel.
Thank you, fellas.
One love.
Peace.
Peace.
Good sir.
I appreciate that.
Downtown Soulville. Take off your big stones.
tuned to WFMU. It's the Downtown Soulville radio program. I'm Mr. Fine Wine. I'll be here for an hour spinning vintage soul 45s, vinyls, as the kids call them. Big thanks to Pat Byrne for filling in last week while I was away. Thank you, Pat. Oh boy, do I have some great records to play for you tonight. I'm gonna let them rip.
Place. Oh, what a beautiful face. No more. I'm feeling.